The Sally Billy House had many inhabitants over the years. It was originally built in 1808 by a Roanoke Valley planter named Lewis Bond. About 20 years later, the plantation was purchased by William Ruffin Smith Sr. and his wife Sally. Historic interpreter Natalie Baldwin explains how the house got its unique name.
The house is nicknamed the Sally Billy House because Sally took on the nickname Sally Billy because she had so many Sallys in her family, and she was actually living in the house with a companion named Sally Justice. So to distinguish her between Sally Justice, she became Sally Billy as in honor of her late husband. She lived in the house the longest of anyone who actually lived in the house.
When William died in 1845, Sally Billy and her companion, Sally Justice, spent the next 35 years overseeing the operations of the house, farmland, and the enslaved people on the property. Managing such an enormous estate was no light endeavor.
Well, without the use of technology or different types of transportation, everything pretty much had to be done by hand. The Smiths did have 12,000 acres, and they were in charge of 266 slaves, and they were a plantation, so there was a lot of crops, a lot of animals. For example, one year after harvest, the Smiths had 2,000 pounds of bacon, and they had to preserve that and keep it. I think I mentioned earlier that there was a smokehouse, and that's actually the only building we have associated with the house right now, so they would take the meat and smoke it and rub it down with salt. They would also have maybe up to 400 bushels of potatoes. They would also store things like sugar. They would even have up to 25 pounds of coffee they would store.
When people hear what life was like in the past, they tend to feel either romanticism for a time past or gratitude for contemporary conveniences.
Yeah, I do think the self-sufficiency and all of the work that went into that way of life is part of what's so intriguing, because so few of us today have those practical self-sustaining skills.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Yeah.